Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon, life balance coach for better adulting, martial artist, instructor, creative artist, wife, mother, and all-around person. Thank you for joining me on the show as we learn together how to make an impact through personal growth, responding to challenges, making choices, and learning more about our identity, belonging, and purpose. On to the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I am your host, Sarah Deacon. It is a pleasure to be here with you again on the show. And today we are talking about pain. This episode's called Pain Power, and we're going to be just riffing a little bit on that. So maybe you've heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. It's a saying that I've actually thought a lot about over the last few years. Many times I have just dissected it and come to the conclusion that it's a load of crap. No pain, no gain. Come on. I thought that if you push yourself into pain, you'll only end up broken, hurt, maybe dead. And how could that possibly gain you anything of lasting value? I mean, seriously? Well, turns out there is a way. Here's how. The more work that you do, the more pain that's going to come, whether it's physical, mental, whatever. Listen, the wisdom here in this phrase, no pain, no gain. There's wisdom, there's applications for personal development, there's applications for physical strength building, and there's also nuance here. Most of the time, absolutes don't serve us, right? Only a Sith deals in absolutes, according to Obi-Wan Kenobi, and we all know how this things end up for the Sith, if you're, you know, a little bit on the nerd side with me. On one side, listen, seeking out pain just for the sake of pain, that's foolish. On the other side, avoiding pain at all costs restricts our growth. So according to some, you know, recent psychological literature, keeping our young people from experiencing pain, disappointment, failure, frustration, heartache, that actually prevents them from developing their ability to build resilience, to have autonomy, competence, and actually function independently in the world. This is why the so-called helicopter, Velcro, or bulldozer parenting styles have come under fire as newer generations of children are entering into adulthood. Parents who behave in this way, the helicopter, you know, hovering over their children all the time and, you know, making sure to rescue them and take care of problems that arise, or the Velcro, the ones that are always attached, the ones who are always there, or the bulldozer parents. That's an interesting one where they just clear the way, make every challenge or obstacle or potential harmful thing just disappear. So parents who behave in these ways, they're well-meaning. I'm not here to like diss on parents, right? I'm a parent. I know we're not, you know, we're doing our best, right? They're well-meaning to, you know, by doing this, by helping their children, you know, problems go away. You know, they don't want to see their kids suffer. I get it. But they're unconsciously setting the children up for failure in adulthood. Most parents, you know, obviously you don't want to go out of your way to inflict pain or trauma onto the children, but eliminating all levels of pain or stress from their children's lives, that can actually cause a different kind of damage. Now, maybe some of you remember the movie Finding Nemo. It's a classic, right? There's a great lesson there on overprotective parenting. The dad, you know, Nemo's dad, Marlin, he suffered so much loss at the beginning. He can't bear to lose his remaining son, Nemo. So he does everything he can to protect Nemo from every danger that his fear can possibly imagine. And one of the best lines in that movie comes in response to this. This comes from Dory, who says, "Well, you can't never let anything happen to him. Then nothing would ever happen to him." Right? Listen to that again. You can't never let anything happen to him. Then nothing would ever happen to him. Like Nemo, children need to break away from their parents' fears in order to find their own way in the world. If they've been protected from experiencing all pain in their lives, the first slight little bit of pain they experience on their own without their parents around will become overwhelming because they haven't built that muscle of being able to deal with it. On the other hand, if they've been allowed to struggle a little bit, to build the muscle in appropriate, safe, controlled environments, then they'll find themselves more able to handle the larger challenges as they get bigger and bigger and bigger as they grow into adulthood. If they've failed in small ways, they've hurt, they've faced, you know, the more innocuous consequences of small actions, choices, behaviors, attitudes, facing the consequences when they're little and when there's not so much at stake, then they learn that the parents are not there to, you know, dismiss and you know, get rid of all pain. They learn that their parents are there to provide them that safe place to land when they fail, when things don't quite work out the way they expected, when they get hurt, disappointed, frustrated, or fall short of their own expectations. The parents then get the opportunity to provide that soft landing, that space to process so they can learn. And then, you know, when they do their processing and through that experience, then the parent can also offer perspective from their own wisdom, their own experiences that can help the children then cope and adapt and prepare for the next lesson that will inevitably come their way. Now, young people need to learn, as previous generations have, as our generation has, as the generations before us, young people need to learn that experience can be their best teacher. They need to have experiences, and they need to also occasionally be wise enough to rely on the experience of other people, sometimes their parents. But parents, let me tell you, it's a great idea to have some other grown-up mentors in your children's lives, coaches, teachers, big brothers, cousins, uncles, other adults and mentors in their lives that can offer some experiences to learn from, so that maybe they don't have to learn from, you know, super devastating experiences in their own life. So even painful experiences have lessons that are valuable, that sometimes we just need to learn for ourselves. You know, even our own babies, as they become adults, even they need to learn sometimes from super painful, hard experiences. And that doesn't mean that if we let them experience those things, that doesn't mean that we're out to hurt them or harm them in any way. It means that we, as the wiser, experienced people in the room, we know that sometimes the lessons won't sink in unless there's that jarring experience, that jarring shock to the system that comes with pain. If you've ever tried something new, you know it's often painful. There's the risk of embarrassment or injury, or sometimes both. And either one could seem like the end of the world from that perspective of fear. Fear of all pain, fear of suffering. And many of us lack the confidence to try something new because of this fear of embarrassment or injury. It's not the physical or emotional pain itself, but the fear of the potential for pain that usually is what ends up holding us back. So what do you do when you're facing a new challenge and the fear about the unknown that comes along with it? Well, the best thing to do is to make an intentional commitment and act on it as soon as possible. The more time between your decision and the action you take, the more opportunity for that fear to grow. Remember, you only have to begin one time, once. So several years ago, as you may know, if you've been listening with me for a little while or know anything about me from anywhere else. Several years ago, I began my karate training as a middle-aged mom. I had never even seen an adult karate class before, and I had no idea if I would be any good at karate, even though I'd watched my son's training for years. And the hardest part was finding the courage to step out onto that mat. But once I enrolled and got out there, my fear just melted away because my commitment was set in motion. I only ever had to take my first class one time. And when I look back on that journey in the martial arts and, you know, paralleled with it, many of the other areas of my life, you know, in parallel during that time, before then, after then, since then, my one regret is that sometimes I let the fear hold me back longer than it should have, longer than I would have wanted it to. The way I see it, you'll never regret taking the chance. You'll never regret experiencing the pain that comes with growth, with trying something new, with learning something new about yourself, about someone else, the pain that comes from stepping fully into yourself, into your beliefs, into your values, or confronting them. That can be painful too. You're much more likely to regret playing safe, standing still, or not letting anything happen to you, staying small. And that's where the phrase no pain, no gain comes into play. If you don't accept the risk of experiencing pain, you will never be rewarded with the growth that follows. When you take action, even uncomfortable, challenging, or painful action, you're going to learn something. You're going to grow. You're going to grow in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in your body. Something is going to grow, expand, and improve you. Allowing for the possibility of pain, that's a major part of embracing your power, moving toward your potential. So don't let the fear stop you. Don't let the fear of pain overshadow your commitment to growing. We all have the power inside us to push through our fear, big fears, small fears, and the fear can say from experience is usually bigger than the pain itself. If you can get through the fear of doing something new or taking yourself to a higher level, then you can get through the pain of it. The pain becomes a tool, a teacher. On the other side of that pain, that's growth. That's where experience, action, momentum, expansion lives. Purpose, passion, power, all of it. The powerful, confident, incredible person you want to be, they're waiting for you on the other side of that fear and the pain. When you're ready to explore your fears, step into your power and own your own future, take charge, step through it, step into it. Well, I really think you should connect with me. So that is my little rant today about fear, pain, and all the good stuff that comes with it. The gain on the other side. there is a quote from Philip Sidney that says, fear is more pain than the pain it fears. So what is the pain you fear? Where is that fear holding you back? What could happen if the fear wasn't a thing? What would happen if you embraced that risk? Might you feel a little pain, a little bit uncomfortable? Maybe. But it's probably not going to be as bad as you think. So think about that. And if you'd like to have a conversation and continue the conversation about fear, pain, pain, power, and pain and gain and all the other things that I just talked about, please connect with me on social media at Sarah Deacon Coach. I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at that handle, Sarah Deacon Coach. And you can also find me at my martial arts, the letter ncrafts.com. The handle My Martial Arts and Crafts on Facebook and Instagram for my crafty business. And yeah, connect with me at sarahdeacon.com to learn more about how we could work together to get over your fears, confront those beliefs. And I promise I'm not going to make anything too painful for you. It just kind of depends on you and what comes up. We take things as they go. The great thing is, what I love most about working with people is meeting them where they are. When people know they don't want to stay where they are, when you're ready to grow, that's when you need a coach. All right, friends, thank you again for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the show and get notified when there's new episodes. And make sure that you share what you like about this episode with another friend or family member, anyone you'd like to share the show with. You can share through your favorite pod listening platform. You can leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify. Thank you for sharing your 5 stars. And yeah, I look forward to talking with you again next time.